This month marks an important benchmark for baby boomers. The oldest baby boomers are now hitting 70 and a half, and the government requires that anyone that age or older withdraw money from tax-advantaged retirement accounts like 401ks. Now, since this is the largest generation so far to retire, those withdrawals will amount to hundreds of billions of dollars in the coming years. So what does it mean for the economy? Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her new podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So there are around 75 million baby boomers. And as we said, some of them are now turning 70 and a half. How much do they have to withdraw?
Well, you know, it's based on each person's life expectancy as well as the amount of money in the retirement account. And so every single person has a slightly different amount that has to be withdrawn. This is really interesting because in many respects, a lot of people say, of course, they knew they were doing that. They were saving for a future event. But I think some are still surprised that at 70 and a half, the government says, no, you have to start actually pulling money out at this point.
And this applies to what kind of retirement accounts?
So these are from tax-sheltered retirement accounts. So just think of anything that you got some sort of tax benefit from. It could be a 401k, a 403b, a 457 if you worked for a municipality, IRA accounts, but not for a Roth IRA, right? Because you didn't get a tax benefit. You put an after-tax dollar in. The requirements are very stringent. I really have to underscore that because whatever you're supposed to take, whatever that amount is for you, if you don't take it, Uncle Sam will slap a massive penalty on you. It's usually up to 50% of what you should have withdrawn in that year.
So for people that don't want to get that penalty and decide, okay, fine, I have to take this money out, I will take it out, what do you think they should do with it, especially if they don't feel that they need it right now? Can they reinvest it?
Well, a lot of people will call my show up and they'll say, oh, I just want to roll it into another tax deferred account. You can't do that. I mean, you are actually going to have to pay tax due on whatever comes out of that account. But as you say, most people actually need that money. They need to use it to help support them. But if you don't need it, you can reinvest the money. And there's certainly a bunch of people in their 70s and 80s. Maybe they've got really great pension plans. Maybe they don't need the money right now. And what they do is they take the money out and then they just have a regular traditional brokerage account, no tax advantage to that. And they reinvest it into maybe something different, maybe something the same. But essentially, just remember, as soon as that money comes out, you pay Uncle Sam. Whatever you do next is an after-tax dollar. There's no special tax savings you can do. With one caveat, there is a way to take money out for your required distribution and give it to charity, and that avoids the taxation that Uncle Sam would normally give to an individual.
What does this mean for mutual funds and brokerage firms that have been seeing all this money from baby boomers coming in over all these years and are now going to see some of that go out?
Time to pay the piper, gang. That's the problem. If you build your entire business based on accumulation, right, which is saving for retirement, when you have decumulation, taking money out, your business is going to change. So what are all these big firms going to have to do? They're going to have to say, here is a way that makes it really easy to stay within my firm, right? That's not easy because at the moment I take my money out, I start looking up and saying, wait, there's lots of different options. I don't have to have a managed mutual fund. I can use an exchange traded fund, an index fund, a robo advisor. It causes consumers to rethink their options.
So what's the overall impact on the economy of all these boomers taking money out of their accounts?
Well, I mean, look, for years we have been told that when boomers retire, they will stop spending money and therefore the economy will grind to a halt. I don't buy that. I mean, I think a lot of people in their 70s are still spending money and they're living longer, they're living healthier. And I think that that's a great thing. What it does mean, however, is that the mutual fund companies, the investment advisors out there, the big asset managers, What they have got to figure out is how are we going to refill our coffers? They have set their sights on the millennials, but we know from tons of research, millennials are very mistrustful of the investment advisory business and in all of investment services. They tend to be decent savers, although they spend a lot on coffee, evidently, but they are not great investors. So they save, but they don't invest. So what does this really mean for the economy? Financial service companies, they're going to have to sit up and offer these millennials a reason to do business with them. And it either has to be a great value proposition. It has to be that they feel convinced that they are being put first. So maybe it's embracing the fiduciary standard. Who knows? But I think these companies are shifting to the millennials, presuming that it's just going to happen. I think they're going to have to make a much better pitch to get that business.
That's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her new podcast is Better Off. Jill, thanks so much.
Thank you.